Deuteronomy chapter 24. When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it comes to pass that she finds no favor in his eyes, because he has found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, and put it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hates her, and writes her a bill of divorcement, and puts it in her hand, and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband dies, who took her to be his wife, her former husband, who sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord, and you shall not cause the land to sin, which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance. When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall bring happiness to his wife whom he has taken. No man shall take the lower or the upper millstone in pledge, for he takes a man's living in pledge. If a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel, and makes merchandise of him, or sells him, then that thief shall die, and you shall put evil away from among you. Take heed in a plague of leprosy, that you observe diligently, and do according to all that the priests the Levites shall teach you, as I commanded them, so you shall observe to do. Remember what the Lord your God did unto Miriam by the way, after you were come forth out of Egypt. When you do lend your brother anything, you shall not go into his house to get his pledge. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you do lend shall bring out the pledge unto you. And if the man be poor, you shall not sleep with his pledge. In any case you shall deliver him the pledge again when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his own clothing, and bless you, and it shall be righteousness unto you before the Lord your God. You shall not oppress a hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of your brethren, or of your strangers that are in your land within your gates. Each day you shall give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and sets his heart upon it, lest he cry against you unto the Lord, and it be sin unto you. The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers, every man shall be put to death for his own sin. You shall not pervert the justice due the stranger, nor the fatherless, nor take a widow's clothing as pledge. But you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you from there, therefore I command you to do this thing. When you reap your harvest in your field, and have forgotten the sheaf in the field, you shall not go again to get it, it shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not go over the boughs again, it shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean it afterward, it shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, therefore I command you to do this thing.